Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaws sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up.
When I was living in China, I like went on like sort of a spring break vacation. We went to a bunch of places, and I've been in China for a few months, and we went to the seafood restaurant, and they had a fridge with several different kinds of beer. And we're like, I don't know what kind of beer, bring us one of each and we're going to pick one. And one of their beers was Budweiser. And I had been drinking Chinese beer for like 5 months. I've never in my life wanted a taste of America and been more on Budweiser's team than in that moment. I was like, this is going to be the best Budweiser of my life. Like, mm-hmm. This is going to be life-changing. Bro, it was the worst fucking beer. Like, the Chinese lagers were all better. And I wanted Budweiser to win for the first time in my
complete
life.
Complete letdown.
Like, yeah.
I need a taste of America.
Yeah. Even the beers that have lead in them still taste better than Budweiser.
Right?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mm. Got to get those minerals somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, before we get in too deep here, welcome to another episode of An Earful in the Emerald City. Thank you guys for joining us. Appreciate you guys being here. How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? You know, the weather, it was okay out there. You know, wasn't too bad.
No more typhoons.
No. Oh, yeah. This is Stormageddon, a.k.a. bunch of bullshit and flashlight shortages at the Home Depot. But, yeah, thank you guys for joining us, though. Episode number 52 here today, you guys. 52. This is technically a year for us. Just had our birthday.
Yeah.
You always remember your first.
It's the birthday on the Twitter account.
Yeah, so we got me, Slim, here, though. Aaron Berg himself. Mr. Marcus joining me across the table here. And we also have a very special guest here.
Kyle Lockett.
Very funny local comedian here. Mr. Jesse Albert.
Thank you.
Jesse Albert joining us. Thanks for coming out, man. Appreciate it. Actually, you were telling me you were doing some stuff, too. You're big in the... Is it League of Legends? Is that what it is?
The League of Legends podcast game, yeah.
You can't just say it like that, actually. You got to, the League of Legends. You know, you got to put a little extra something on it. But yeah, well, you were pretty deep on the scene there. What were you doing for those guys?
I had a podcast about like people playing obscure champions and strategies, like weird stuff, in-depth interviews. Shout that out, Stealing Nasher, my podcast. Sort of on hiatus. I'm bringing it back shortly. Got some episodes to edit. Shouts out to anyone waiting for Worlds. They're showing it at Lincoln Square Cinema. The World Championship is next week on the 29th. It's at a bunch of theaters.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're the nerdy one. I thought I'd have backup.
No, I don't play
this,
League
Marcus.
Of Legends. The first thing I learned when I moved up here was anytime someone starts talking about League, earmuffs. So that's what I do immediately when anyone starts talking about feeding something. And
Valve is in Bellevue. It's a very Dota crowd around here. Like, I've just gotten yelled at in bars for wearing a League of Legends jacket.
First job I got, I got someone to sell me PAX tickets because I went to a League tournament and then people were playing like tabletop something. And I was like, I knew these people and they were always my friends, but I never learned how to play Magic. I didn't care. I was like, I'm not going to learn about the mana and the...
Yeah. Those decks are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
All about the mana, Marcus.
Yeah, but I never learned that. Like, I don't finish RPGs that are like fantasy settings. Like, I never finished Skyrim or Oblivion. I try, but at a certain point, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's the elves, and there's crystals.
Goddamn elves!
They're just all these games now. They're all so good that it's just too easy to get completely wrapped up in it and have it just completely consume your life. I mean,
even
fantasy football, like we were talking about a couple weeks ago on the show, even fantasy football, my friends get so wrapped up in this stuff. They're basically the entire Sunday, you're on your phone the whole time scrolling. Oh, 4 more points. Oh, 5 more points. Oh, I can't. It doesn't matter how many times I look at it. It's not going to help me change it. But
that's because life sucks. And if your team's the Jets, then, you know, what else can you live for?
That's true. Like the Jets being your team is your choice, but let me set me to be shit on this entire time.
Please.
I don't like this start, but we're going here.
No, let's do it. I like this.
I have been in a fantasy League of Legends league.
What the hell does that even mean?
There's pro teams. You draft players. It's just like fantasy football, but for professional League of Legends.
That is a deep, dark hole.
That's some second level game shit.
That is the nerdiest thing I think I've ever done.
Like you're picking players and you're like, I'm going off of the points that he gained in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Like you get points for kills and assists. And
no, that's too dark.
To be fair, I was dragged into this by coworkers. I didn't voluntarily do it. It was peer pressure. But yeah, like I feel like I can out nerd anyone with I've played Fantasy League of Legends.
See, another prime opportunity or example of where productivity is just getting completely shot in this goddamn country.
That was Seattle.
That kind of shit and Facebook. Oh, yeah. My God. Our workforce, we'd be kicking China's ass if we didn't have Facebook or fantasy football.
We work in spurts, right? We start the design on the Dodge, and by the time it comes off the line and everyone owns one because, you know, it's a forward-thinking automobile.
You say that like China doesn't have its own Facebook ripoff.
Imported from America. Dodge, Chrysler. All right, that was my plug for Mopar. Yeah. Mm.
He's always been a Mopar guy.
It's good to have loyalty.
Marcus in the fucking caliber.
Did you get that? No, I'm going to do that this week. So I've been driving around with that.
Jesus Christ, you are rolling the dice, my friend.
It's not a lot of rain. It's not a lot of rain. It's lots of fresh air.
Wait, what's up with
your car?
Great
on the freeway.
You have a Dodge Caliber?
I have a Dodge Caliber without a back window.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's got the signature comedian window busted.
Wait, was that the one that was like broken into at
the
Trump rally?
Oh, yeah, because it happened right before I went on vacation, so I just never got it fixed, and I've just been like super like I called the guy, he told me how much, and then I was like, oh, I'll get the money, and then like I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah, it was. We went up to Everett for that rally. They stole my backpack. I had a backpack that I had for like 12 years, so you know I didn't pay shit for it back then, even when I bought it. Worth nothing. Sentimental value through the roof. Through the roof, and they fucking steal my backpack, my gym bag.
Sitting in the back seat.
Yeah. Marcus Window, that kind of sucked too. But my backpack, though.
It was a very, very nice backpack,
I
think.
It was a Burton.
I didn't even see it. So, I don't.
What goes through somebody's head before they're like,
I hope there's something valuable in that backpack.
Just hope they weren't brown.
There's a rock.
I just hope they weren't brown. Because then, you know.
Yeah, hopefully it was a white person.
That's what I'm hoping. Because we were in Everett. That's my hope. Because if it wasn't someone.
Oh, yeah, a lot of shitty white people up there, that's for sure.
No, I thought it would have been a bad hombre, you know?
Okay. Topical, right?
All
right,
Jeez, we're going to start a race war here.
No way, no, I'm just saying, we're hoping that the criminal wasn't a deplorable person.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't one of the... He seemed like he might have been
deplorables.
Yeah.
You know, potato, potato, we'll never know.
Took that backpack and got right back in his basket.
Can you guys believe that... that Hillary got away with setting people up at the Trump rallies as Bernie supporters and then getting them to cause fights and shit. Like,
is this the WikiLeaks thing?
Yeah. Can you believe, I can't believe no one's making, like, everybody's missing all of these, I feel like. I feel like you're just hearing about
like
what Trump said.
I feel like they're planted, but at this point, you've now chosen, there's not enough time to choose a side and be...
So I haven't done extensive research, but, like, wasn't the guy who leaked that video the same guy who, like, dressed up as a pimp and went to Acorn, had this heavily edited video that was like, oh, you guys like child prostitution, then they released the unedited one, that's like, oh, you just cut up everyone's statements.
Yeah.
Is it the same guy? No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't know anything.
That's like the Daily Show. They always interview people and they, like, edit the hell out of it and kind of take everything out of context. But I don't know. It's like... You gonna go and incite violence at somebody else's rally and make it try to look like it's your opponent that's actually doing it?
But how are you supposed to firebomb a GOP location in North Carolina? Like,
who knows? I mean, that could have been an inside job too. You know, dude.
But that was the craziest thing to me about the firebombing is I'm like, dude, I don't know who did this.
Right?
Yeah. Like, is that
Is that Trump supporters who hate the local GOP for like right? being with the party? Is it the local GOP doing some sort of weird false flying shit, which is bullshit? Or right. like what should be the like? Was it crazy Democrat supporters?
Yeah, super liberal, like, SJWs.
You can't even blame the Democrats. It could have just been anti. They just could have been anti-Trumpers. You know, they don't have a side. They're just like, I don't like him so much. It could have been that. I mean, yes, there's so many options of what it could have been. But we'll never goddamn know because it's not enough time for us to pick sides.
But did they even cover the story that much, really?
Like, yeah.
I feel like I saw it right when it happened, but aside from that, I don't...
Local Democrats raised like $18,000 to fix it.
Yeah, and
the
GoFundMe and stuff to pay you to fix it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like as much as people jumped on the side talking about, oh, it was an inside job. No, I can't be. I'm also like, well, we're still trying to figure out if the Kardashians are faking us out in this whole jewelry heist thing. So if we want to jump sides on that, we can jump sides on this. It seems like it's fair game for us.
Yeah. There's some big inflated numbers going on there. Like I'm hearing
for the jewels.
I'm hearing figures like $10 to $12 million worth of jewels.
I mean, it's Kardashian and Kim.
You're flying international with millions of dollars of jewelry. Give me a fucking.
To be fair, he was doing a concert in New York, and then she was the one in Paris doing some sort of film shooting thing. I wouldn't put it past her to just be like, I'm gonna put all my jewels in the bag because.
Well, it also could have been like how everyone for the Oscars gets like jewelry from jewelry store. Like they loan it to them, be like, oh, hey, we want our shit seen with you while you're doing
appearances. Where she was staying was weird anyway.
Yeah.
It was like a hotel. It was like a
luxury apartment complex.
Yeah, but it was like a housing thing. Yeah. I was like, all celebrities stay there. And I was like, okay.
What if they just made it up though? Just to generate another headline for them, you know?
They got
to
stay in the headlines, man.
Exactly. I mean, that's why she keeps getting naked, because she's like, fuck, I got to do something here. Another nude picture, I guess.
Well, I mean, you know, we're already over her her sisters. We're over her mothers. And
her mother and...
I don't feel like she has that much of a problem with publicity. That's like, man, I need to concoct this stunt. Like, she's got a reality show.
Well, it's like they're all... Yeah. I mean... You know what? I'm still going to vote for Kanye in 2020 or whatever the fuck
yeah.
I sell, whatever. I don't.
That's the one silver lining. If, like, it doesn't look likely, but if Trump wins, I'm like, dude, the debates in 2020 of Kanye
gonna be amazing.
Versus Trump.
You think he'll run again? If Trump wins, you think he'll run again?
If Trump is terrible, yeah.
You think if he's terrible, he will run again?
Has any incumbent not run again? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's so weird. I'm getting less stressed about it though. The closer it gets, I'm kind of getting less and less like, man.
Pretty much over. Like, don't want to jinx it, but
yeah. But I thought the closer I get to like the test day, the more antsy I'd get, and I was like, I didn't study, but now I'm still sitting there getting closer. Like, I can pass this test. I think I'm okay with this. I think I'll be fine. I think I'll pass it with flying colors.
I'll be fine.
If I feel like I'm gonna blow it, I'll just give them an apple and like send them a dick pic and hope that they like talk to me after school or something.
I'm just excited for like if they were leaking this shit at the start of October, like what's still being saved up for like the Trump dirt?
Oh man,
like
it's gonna be on both sides. Yeah, they're gonna have dirt on everybody. But
I mean, because yeah, she keeps getting the WikiLeaks stuff, and then he keeps getting
it's
the,
so
like
much though.
They're both just leaking as much shit as they can. This is the first time we've had this much information to be got on a candidate than like in the past. We had like internet, but it wasn't like people were like deliberately going like, I'm going to find everything. I'm going to just punch in your social.
Let me go back in the archives and find.
Right. I'm just going to bring up everything because we have so much information on people. Like, this is the person where it's like, you in the future, do you think you're going to have to be almost squeaky clean to run for a public political candidacy?
It's impossible. It's impossible, man. Nobody is that good that they can get through their entire life without doing some embarrassing or
dumb.
Some kind of fucked up or some dumb shit. Okay?
I mean,
nobody can do it.
I don't know. You just said you were in League of Legends fantasy, and someone's gonna be like, "Who wants this nerd running your state of New Hampshire?"
He thought he was League of Legends champion. Yeah. Turns out his league was last every
year. Watch
him
go down this lane instead of this lane, like some schlub. And like, you want some guy running your military
like
that? Yeah, they're gonna
run our country.
They're gonna spin everything as much as they can.
I won the fucking league, so
I have no idea.
I'm a winner.
I believe you. National leagues, American leagues.
I don't credentials before I put too much credence into it.
Into his believability of league winning.
No, you can't do it though, man. It's just impossible. I remember people in high school who, this one girl in particular, she was like a goody two shoes. She was that person, always perfect, you know, always kissing up to the teacher or whatever, kind of pissed everybody off just a little bit, you know, but nobody could really say anything because she was just trying hard. And then one day she gets caught on doing a test for physics and she ends up cheating on the test and gets caught. And it was like the biggest scandal ever, you know, because it was like, what?
That was a high school scandal?
Like, this girl never does anything wrong. Oh my
I'm upset.
God,
I mean, that shit's going to wash out by the time you're on the national stage. And I think, like, with the Facebook generation, you're going to have...
But
the bar is
going to
be
Instagram.
Raised. Like, no one's going to give a shit that there's pictures of you going wild in college. Mm. Also, the people who aren't going to successfully run, accepting Donald Trump, like, the people who are going to run... are going to be the people who are already politically savvy enough to have deleted that. And the people who are like, oh, hey, I'm not going to make that shit public. I'm going to delete that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sync my nudes to iCloud because, you know.
You think they're going to be able to wipe all of their hard drives that they still have, like flashcards and memory? I feel like there's so much information and people are uploading it so much willingly.
Or some digital camera, with some incriminating photos on it somewhere in a drawer or something, you know?
I feel like you're right. I feel like they will go their fullest intent to wipe their hard. But at the end of the day, when you die, you're going to have some friend go and wipe your stuff off to make sure that your history is not, you know, grandma's going to faint. I just don't want that to be a thing that happens. Because
I mean,
all Pornhub. Whole history.
Why is he watching nugget porn?
Midgets. Oh, God. What was wrong with him?
It's a hilarious concept, but, like, do y'all really have, like, if your friend dies, like, oh, man, I want to hit up his, not this is a tragedy, but, like, I need to know it was in his browser history.
I mean, I have a friend where we jokingly said, like, you know, if I die, you got to wipe my browser history for me.
Think of what happens when you die. Like, think about your phone. Like, I know this is kind of a weird thing to say, but what happens with your phone? I mean, somebody's got to do something with it. They're obviously going to check out your shit. I mean, you know, probably...
Have you uploaded any of those photos to your clouds?
No.
Your Dropbox? No. Do you have, like...
No comment.
Do you have some boxes in your Dropbox?
No comment. Yeah, I got
no one knows my password. And if Apple wasn't going to break for the San Bernardino shooter,
right.
I don't think
you're
they're
glad they
break
got your back.
For mine.
Right. That's true. Yeah. If they couldn't get it for the jihadist, then it's going to take a lot more for you.
That was a weird fight. Is that fight over? Did that fight stop with Apple saying, like, we're not giving you shit? And then, like, the government was like, come on, give us the back door, the way to get into
your... I want to say the government's like, we got in anyway.
I think they did. Yeah. Somehow they figured it out.
It's not the Russians.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude! Fucking Hillary, she's setting the stage for war already, man. During the debates, she's setting her plate and getting ready for a little war with Russia, man. It is insane, dude. It's terrifying right now.
You think Hillary's the one who's setting us up for war?
She
not
seems
the,
like.
Maybe we'll support NATO. Maybe not. I'm not going to divulge my plans. Try it and see.
No, I feel like he's not worldly enough to be. In the scenario of Pinky and the Brain, I feel like he's not the brain. He can't make that plan.
I love the Gary Johnson defense. Like, dude, I don't even know what Aleppo is. I don't know these foreign countries. How can I go to war if I don't know these foreign
countries?
I wish that
was his
like
actual defense.
Donald Trump, he's too... No, he actually said that.
I wish that was his like defense. But I'm saying that Trump, I think Trump is aware, but I don't think Trump cares enough about it.
There won't
it.
Be a war because they'll just give it all to Putin. Like, oh, you want this, bro? Like, as long as you call me smart, you can have whatever.
Yeah. I feel like Putin can smoosh him up a little bit. You know, you can have Alaska
Ukraine.
Back.
Yeah.
Here's the thing with NATO, dude. Like, I hate to say this, but I kind of agree with Trump on this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's like us and like 27 or 28 other tiny little countries.
You don't like Canada? Is that what you're saying? Are you saying we should go to war now?
I'm just saying that we have so much more to lose here than any of these other countries that are involved. And what if Lithuania and Slovenia, what if those two countries go at it for some reason? What if they start fighting and they're both part of NATO?
We pick the bigger GDP.
Then we do. We decide which one gets to win and which one gets to lose.
I think we pick the bigger GDP. Isn't it what we
normally
do? I
feel like NATO's better off without the U.S., you know?
No.
I feel like they... I feel like they would all take it upon themselves more. I feel like everybody's just kind of counting on us to take care of shit, and this is how we get ourselves in all these fucking quagmires.
Which is why, you know, the only time everyone from NATO has unilaterally responded to the call for war was to assist us in the Middle East with Iraq. Like, yeah. The only time the check has actually been called in was by us for everyone supporting us.
Yeah, but that, I mean, but we have to. We have to have that coalition.
Was this after 9/11?
Yeah.
Did it work so well?
Otherwise, we look even worse if we don't have those Arab nations, you know, kind of helping us out there and agreeing with us on our strategy and what we're getting at.
Right.
I mean, you need that for public opinion, I feel like, more than anything. So.
Right, but I'm just saying, factually, the only time the proverbial Game of Thrones banners were called was everyone else getting our back, and it wasn't us getting other countries' back, where it's like, oh, it's a tiny country. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I like the whole non-nuclear war thing we had going for 30 years. I'd like to keep that going. Yeah, that was,
Russia's
that
still not nice. In there, right?
It definitely was nice.
They never signed off on that.
I can't believe, honestly, at this point that some nefarious group hasn't got their hands on some sort of uranium or some kind of nuclear device. Like,
true lies.
Like, think of how many warheads were just all over the Soviet Union when they collapsed.
Clear and present danger.
And reaches, corners everywhere, little towns. I mean, it's crazy that no one at this point has got their hands on that shit. I can't believe it.
Jack Ryan.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, that's true. I mean, there could be a November surprise coming.
Oh,
you never
sweet
know.
Jesus.
Wow. That was a... Wow. That was,
optimism yeah. on Earful in the Emerald City.
Baghdaddy's got a little surprise for us.
That's usually my go. I hold those little devastating
something
drops.
Something big's going to happen, you guys, still. Like you were saying, there's a
dirty
lot,
bomb.
A lot of dumps that have been coming out. I can't... It's almost too much information. All this stuff is almost... It's almost too much information. Like, you got whole news teams that are sorting through all these WikiLeaks.
Right.
And even they can't stay on top of it. With this a whole staff working.
It's years of information.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It really is, yeah.
It's literally like, oh.
I mean, let's get into more political arguments. Like, no. I feel like the WikiLeaks thing has received due scrutiny. There just wasn't much in there. Like, yeah, a politician said politician things. But it's like, why aren't you covering both sides of the story? And it's like, dude, there's not much to the other side. Like...
I agree there's not much to the other side, but I mean, politicians doing politicians things is kind of the thing where it's like, you know, you can't give everybody all the information because we can't handle it, but at the same time, we're like, but we have access to it now, and you're like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, it might be me. Like,
you gotta have a public opinion, and you gotta have a private opinion as well.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, we're kind of at a point where we are in the information age where you can't deny the information. And it's still just weird that knowing that people get in trouble for leaking what politics are doing. It's just a weird, like, hey, politicians, we pay you to be our government, our public servant and uphold our needs. And, you know, just tell us the truth every now and again, you know. Oh, yeah, sure. We'll go
when
tell
you guys
you.
See fit, you know.
Yeah, we'll tell you what you need to know. Oh, okay. And if you get out of line, that drone's going to drop a bomb right on the fucking on your forehead.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird
comes
thing
back
where
to the drones.
It's always the drones.
The quadcopters. The drones.
Yeah, right. It's like it's a weird thing to know. Like we can see. It's basically the Wizard of Oz. We can see the whole setup of how the wizard's made, and now we know how it's all being ran. And we're kind of like, all right, well, can you not do that and just talk to us face to face? And we're like. You
not really how it works.
Yeah, it's gonna get the witch over here and put you in a bubble once and you make it. Yeah, we don't do it like that. And it's like that's kind of scary because this whole time we were always like, we're America, follow us. And now we're kind of like, I think a lot of Americans are kind of just being like, the rug's been pulled out from under their feet and they're kind of like, oh crap, like our government's not as shady. It's just as shady as the places we were always being told about. And I think it's a lot of the older people are. They're getting defensive, like, no, it's still running fine. And then you have the younger people like, no, you idiots, it's fucked up. And then you have the people in the middle like, guys, just keep giving me your money. And it's like...
I mean, no one wants to see how the sausage is made.
That is...
That is a good time for this analogy. That's
yeah,
sure.
That's very... Okay.
Yeah, they do shove a lot of shit into that little rat package.
I haven't worked in government, but, like, just at businesses you work at, like...
there's nothing you have that doesn't have behind the scenes. Even like the comedy scene, there's all sorts of behind the scenes. Yeah, like, that's true. I'm not condoning
some
it, but
some
like
grimy stuff going
look,
on.
I've watched Shit Luke Cage. Happens. Right, I know the government's like, not completely opening up and up.
Yeah. an excellent documentary on Netflix. Uh-huh. Yeah. Amanda Knox, Luke Cage.
Yeah, Luke Cage. Killing good it. Show. Yeah.
So are you pretty set on who you're going to vote for at this point?
Oh fuck! This is now a matter of public record. Well, someone's gonna run this against me.
Who? He's just asking. Do you have a good idea?
Yeah,
yeah,
but are you pretty set?
I'm not voting. That's the honest thing. I'm fucking lazy.
There's so many options on the thing now.
This state's going for Hillary. Yeah, it's and if there was any question, I'd fucking vote for Hillary. I'm very comfortable saying that.
Yeah,
I'm with her. No.
I'm okay with her winning just so it can let women have a shot at it, and then when they fuck up, we can be like, see, you couldn't run it either.
Are we going to get to, will we be able to criticize them, though? Or will that be misogynistic?
Yeah, because everyone, if they all agree with us that she is not a good choice and we're still letting it happen, because everyone's like, well, they're already in it now, and it's like, you know, people keep going like, Trump should pull out, like, she should pull out too.
Yeah.
Do you want the answer to that question, Aaron?
She couldn't succeed because of the patriarchy, all right?
Oh, you think that's going to go within the four-year span?
You're perfectly allowed to criticize Hillary Clinton for being Hillary Clinton and fucking up. If you're like, she fucked up because she's a woman, then...
You can't go, she fucked up because she's a woman. You can totally just use that as like, you know what? I'm just saying, like, this thing is kind of fucked up. Because it's going to be the same thing that everyone got whenever, like, as soon as a Catholic president gets in, they're going to try to find something like, see?
Wasn't JFK Catholic?
Yeah, he was the only one. Yeah. But I mean, like, but that's what I'm saying.
To him.
Yeah, look what
and
they did
he
to
boned
him.
Everyone. Like, yeah. That's right. What happens. If you elect a Catholic president, they will fuck Marilyn Monroe.
In the White House.
You feel like it should have been something known.
Mm-hmm. That's why we can't elect another Catholic president, because necrophilia is bad.
I really wanted a Jewish
one. With Catholics.
I wanted a Jewish one. I feel like the Jewish one got they would have got us financially stable, or an Asian one.
I would be cool with a Jewish woman running the country, but...
A Jewish one?
Yeah. Hillary's, she just evil.
We couldn't hang out with anybody if we had a Jewish woman as our president.
We would get some shit done, though. Everybody would be shamed into getting their life together.
Yeah.
That's actually very, okay. I guess we would be only, We'd be back to, okay.
You guys can keep doing things the way you're doing and be unsuccessful. Well, maybe we can try something new.
But will we be compared to another nation repeatedly over and over at every... political.
You guys see how good they're doing in Sweden, don't you?
Yeah. Why can't you do that? Oh, come on. Every time. Yeah. Okay. I guess we have to avoid.
It'd be like the half Bernie Sanders, you know, free medical school for everyone. Mm-hmm. We're all doctors. Yeah.
You guys better finish that shit, though.
Yeah. You better finish it.
You better fucking finish it.
So help me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these are all things. I know a lot of people are excited about the World Series.
Where are we at in that? I haven't even been paying attention.
Oh, Cubs versus Cleveland. Yeah,
it's the Indians. It's the Rookie of the Year versus the Major Leagues.
Okay.
Man, LeBron's so fucking lucky he can still be the Messiah who brought a championship. Because if he waited one more year and the Cleveland Indians won and Cleveland had a championship, that would have been
yeah, they've been
lame
forgotten.
For him.
Yeah.
Because
as much as Cleveland wants to act like it, Cleveland is still like basketball is still their third tier sport. I mean, as much as he's like, I can take claim for Cleveland's revival, I'm like, Cavaliers were never the top bracket in the city of Cleveland. It was always, Dog Pound people stayed there and were still wearing their gear. Like,
yeah, that's true. Through thick and thin.
Yeah, they waited it out. I was like, we got our football team back. Yeah. All right, go back to what we were doing before, losing. But yeah.
No one really gave a shit about basketball for a
while. Ironically, no one gave a shit about basketball, but they still supported the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, as many people like forgot when LeBron left, there were people like, all right, well, fuck Cavaliers. Like, I'm going to go back and watch these Browns games and just put the little dog faces on and little bags. And
I think it's to the point now where they actually, as Cleveland Brown fans, I think they enjoy the losing. You know, they're like...
It's their moniker.
They're a glutton for punishment. You know, they kind of get off in some sick and twisted way on it. I think it really is.
It's because it's a last name. That's what always bugged me about their name.
Yeah, and it's just, get the PR campaign going. I mean, come on, you guys, the Browns, that's the best you can do? Did you not see the shit jokes coming from a mile away?
Well, I mean, back then, I'm assuming, I thought everything back then was black and white or brown, so I thought like they were just talking about their life. I didn't realize that like it was like a...
Let's get edgy. What else are you going to name it? Like, are there any salient features to name Cleveland teams after?
Was it,
like,
it's not named after the river or something?
The one that catches on fire?
Yeah. Like, if the river had caught on fire a while ago, they would have been like the Cleveland Infernos.
Ooh, but, that's a good name.
Ooh, yeah. The River Infernos. Yeah.
But there wasn't shit in Cleveland.
The Cleveland Fury.
That's funny you say the revival of Cleveland. I'm like, what, do they got four buildings now?
People, I mean it's one of the largest cities. It's weird. It's still weird to me that it's like one of the top 10, like still largest cities. It's like the grounds for all of the trials and testing of different fast food places. Like, that's a weird like thing. They have like a
the
bunch of,
pig of the United
I'm just
States.
Saying the city, the state of Ohio has lots of shit going for it somehow, but I think it's just mostly location.
Yeah. That Rust Belt, man.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
it right there in the chin.
It's Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus compared to what's in Indiana other than Indianapolis.
I mean, they don't have a lot going on in Ohio. Like, Columbus, the Columbus Blue Jackets
right.
is their professional sports
right.
team.
They got one.
Never forget the Columbus Crew from the MLS. Like, Cleveland does not have, Ohio does not have shit to name sports teams.
Wait, right, he's right. Okay, because being called a crew is like, we're a representative of what, the unions? Is that what the crew was? I think it stands
is
for
it?
Being a union. Blue Jacket is because they're like, yeah, we were in the Civil War, we were on the North Side.
Hmm.
Bengals, I don't know. That's one of those Rust Belty big
Our
cats.
Our zoo
things.
Had a tiger once,
right? Yeah, because it's like the same thing with the Detroit Lions. It all has to do with like we owned this thing or we have
not
a
anymore,
one.
But we did at one.
Yeah,
point.
We still will as long as they don't shoot it.
Dicks out.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
Yeah, R.I.P. right. It should be Cincinnati Harambe's. It'd actually be a better, more scary. Yeah, actually,
if they ever, dude, if they opened it to an online poll. Like, they would be the Cincinnati Harambe's. Any team. God,
I don't know. You make me want to play Madden and just make them change the team name. And just
that's
change.
Such a good point, though, dude. Like, it actually does kind of come down to what you have around you. Like, uh-huh. There's nothing else going on. Like, look at the old Lakers, the Minnesota Lakers.
Right.
You know, like, what else was going on in Minnesota, really?
snow.
We got lakes. Those
snow.
Are cool. People like those, right?
Like, what's their new team? Their new hockey team is the Wild. That's their team. You're like, what is it? It's like the logo's like, it's not, it's a big cat, but it's the background of like a sun setting over the mountains and some trees. I'm like, I guess that's Minnesota.
I mean, before that, they had the North Stars,
who became Dallas.
And dropped the North.
And dropped the North. That's it. They were just like, we're Dallas Stars. I was like, you know what? For some reason, that still works. But the North Stars was literally, and the only reason I know that is because of fucking Mighty Ducks.
But that's kind of cool,
Are the Dallas Stars essentially just named after the Cowboys' fucking helmets? Like, is that why that works?
I thought that
like,
one year, I thought that they had the Cowboy, the Sheriff thing. Like, that was a logo, and I was like, no, that's just the Mavericks. They did that one year and it was the Mavericks and I got it confused. I was like, fuck yeah, you know what, they are just the Star, I think, just because it's the lone, I don't
riding their
know.
Coattails America's
oh,
team
the Lone Star
the Lone Star State. Like, I feel like that's why they kept it, but
like then it stars plural is the opposite,
but their colors don't even
star,
like it's not even yeah. Texas colors, it's like green, gold and black. You're like,
it's the Minnesota Aurora Borealis.
Yeah, they didn't
colors.
Change from the Minnesota colors. You're like, you, I mean, moving a team. So is everyone here excited for the Las Vegas Raiders?
I think that city needs a franchise, dude. I think it's, you got so many people coming in and out of there all the time.
I would rather them gotten a hockey team.
Is there a sports team more fitted for the degeneracy of Las Vegas than
the
Oakland Raiders?
No,
like,
no
if
way.
You had to send
there's
any
no
of
way.
Our 120 professional sports
that's
teams
point.
There.
That's yeah. a good point.
The
that's
Raiders are the team.
That is exactly. the team that should
and
go to Las Vegas.
And all the deplorables can go with them. You know?
The Las Vegas deplorables.
Trump owns them. Oh, we're going to be a great team.
This is the best
be a great team.
Team.
Yeah. They'll be the greatest team around.
Can't wait for that championship game between the Deplorables and the Cincinnati Harambes.
Yeah. All games exclusively on Trump TV. Oh, man.
Did they ever indict the zookeeper who shot him? Did you guys hear what happened with that?
No,
I
no.
think it was criminal.
I don't think he was in trouble. I don't think he ever got in trouble. Harambe? The only person who ever got in sort of trouble for shooting an animal is the Cecil guy.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The dentist.
Yeah,
oh,
he just lost his whole practice was gone.
That fucks me up about
Cecil?
No, like Trump had a sports team. And he ran it into the ground.
Was it XFL team or what?
No, it was the USFL. Way before the XFL. Like, he killed the league. He signed Doug Flutie, and then he was like, no, we need to go. They played in the summer when it wasn't NFL season.
Right.
Everyone's like, hey, it's football off season. We've got a league. And he's like, no, we need to go head to head in the fall with the NFL, and that way they'll have to merge with us. No.
He wanted to go for the merger off the bat, not even try to compete and stand alone to then become an option.
He failed at owning a sports team, which, like, is the best profession for an old, rich, racist white guy. Like,
I mean,
that is
Vince
your
McMahon
fucking,
tried it. He had a whole goddamn league.
Yeah, it's a niche. It's definitely a niche for him.
Yeah, like, he's not even Donald Sterling quality. Like, come on.
He makes very unwise decisions, like fighting on all fronts, you know?
Yeah.
He does a very...
Invading Russia in the winter.
Yeah, invading Russia.
I'd like it if we got along with him.
Just, you know, he's...
I don't know him personally. I mean,
seems like a good guy.
He's said good things about me, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't want that polonium tea, so Putin's all right. If you're listening to this, this is a matter of public record. You're cool, bro.
Jesse Elbert, we will be coming to you.
Everyone will be fine. Keep your hands up. No one fight.
Dude, it's pretty funny, actually. The other day, though, I went to my mailbox and my pamphlet came in, and it was like almost surreal. It was almost like a movie moment as I was looking in. And into my mailbox, and then the piano music starts playing in the background, you know? And I look at it really seriously. But, yeah, this shit's about to happen, man.
Yeah. You still have to drop the box. You have to fill out the box.
I was too scared.
I was going to say, what do you do?
I took a glance at it, but I kind of got triggered by all of it.
I mean, this is a year where how do you focus on voting? Like, do you sit down, you got to, like, set a little candle lights? You got to, like, put the music definitely down low. You got to, like...
Yeah, maybe meditate beforehand so you're, you know, in a good place mentally.
Do you watch, like, a couple of YouTube videos
and
you're so psyched up for
do
it
some
a little bit?
Do a little bit of yoga, you know, right. Downward dog, things stretching of that nature.
All
right. Your statement of piano music has, like, the sad piano theme from The Incredible Hulk playing
dum,
in
dum,
my head.
Dum.
Exactly. Like, that is what I'm picturing you guys voting to.
It's just thumbing
getting
up.
That really serious look on your face while you're looking at it, like...
thumbs up in the air.
I got what it takes to vote properly.
I'm telling you, I feel like, because that's what I have to go do. I have to grab my ballot because I got mailed to my old address. So I have to go grab that. And my concern is I'm going to see it and I'm going to have like a weird episode just staring at it. Like, I'm going to fill out all the boxes around it before I finally go to the last box to go back to it. Like, like I used to do.
You're going to do that big sigh too.
I guess I'm doing this. Because I really don't know.
I've avoided politics for 4 years because I just realized, like, it just makes me angry. Mm. And so I'm just like, I'm just going to ignore this. Like,
it's
not
the
best thing, but it's the healthiest thing.
And you can never change it, you know?
Right.
And you can't change anybody's opinions, really, about it either.
Yeah, and, like, this election is the one thing that's drawn me back in. I'm like, now I'm like a fucking junkie, like, refreshing the news sites. Like,
every 4 years.
I can quit whenever I want to.
Yeah, I don't need this. I worked with Republicans yesterday. I went door to door for them for the local the district in Issaquah.
Man, who is the candidate? Because this is sounding like
Graves,
a super
Don
warm.
Graves, Paul Graves, Paul Graves, and then like
going door to door for that guy you don't know his name.
No, they paid me good money. You know.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Fucking
if you gotta
hustle.
Yeah, right.
I take everything back.
Right, like, no, I'm not.
On the clock, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm going to go for the GOP, they pay well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I'm unemployed. Like,
they are the party of the rich, you know? So.
Gary Johnson, right. Hit me up, bro.
Which wasn't, it didn't.
He needs some help. Yeah. He needs you. Hit the
canvas things. I'll
have
be
you
a
seen,
fucking
have you seen any of the people
canvassing
from the Libertarian Party, like, going around trying to canvass? I'm pretty sure they're, like, all... What did you call them? Nihilist stoners?
Yeah,
they're all
Nihilist conversions, yeah.
They're kind of like, yeah, I mean, vote whatever if you want to. I'm voting for him.
You probably should vote
cool
for us, but I mean, if you don't want to,
I mean, yeah, vote
for
whoever you
that's
want.
That's fine, too,
like,
I
your
guess
decision.
You know?
Like,
I guess
no, she's
it's
cool
a free market. We're libertarians.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean,
exactly.
You're free to do what you want, you know. But.
They are very mercenary-esque when it comes to getting the vote out there or not.
Need some excitement, libertarians, all right?
A little bit.
A little charisma would not kill you.
They need Johnson. That rock. They need that rock adrenaline shot to the heart.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe give him an Adderall or something. You know, come on.
Yeah, that's terrifying. Like,
if The Rock ran on a third party, he'd probably like do better than
Gary Johnson.
Yeah,
I know
that guy. Pardon the pun, but he's a fucking baller.
You like that show?
That guy works his ass off. Okay, honestly, I would rather. I'm saying it here. I said it for the record.
All right.
I would rather have Dwayne The Rock Johnson as our president than Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump.
A.K.A. Macho Camacho?
Whatever. I'm going to talk to all those pansies in the house. I'm going to tell those jabronis that if you don't pass this bill, it's going to be a smackdown. I mean,
he probably would get shit passed.
Yeah, I'm terrified because, like, even before you launch it, I'm like, that dude's good at cutting promos.
Yeah, like he's really good at speaking.
Exactly.
He could get people motivated.
He's got a great Instagram following, too.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought Lil Jon would have a great career in politics just because, like, he yells orders and people want to do what he says. Like, he'd just show up in the Senate and be like, yo, go pass this tax bill. And, like, everyone would be like, yeah, I am.
Yeah, I am.
Speaker of the House. Mr. Lil Jon. Little John. Yeah!
Okay.
Do I have all the...
I feel like...
favor say...
We've been doing this whole government thing wrong this whole time, guys. That's what we just figured out. We've been doing it wrong the whole time. Our government's supposed to have been run by our regional pop stars.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we need Trump. Maybe we need a celebrity.
That's terrifying.
Celebrity in there.
That is so terrifying.
I mean, look at the monarchy over in England. That's basically...
A bunch of celebrities.
Look at that Kate. Princess Kate. That girl is a terror behind the scenes, I bet. I bet
you think she's a bridezilla?
So goddamn high maintenance that you'd have a team of scientists.
I won't let this country fail.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, the queen's pretty badass, though.
I mean, you know, she's not died yet.
She's doing great at that.
She's doing fantastic.
She's doing a great job.
But we don't know how much of her is still, like, actually, like... You know, not some sort of
Robo Queen.
Well, I was gonna say like Deus Ex, but yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's got like implants and shit.
That's true, the robots are getting really
good. I'm just saying she's getting a little bit he was like, how is she still functioning? Like you find out she's like a wax person or something.
Yeah, an animatron.
Yeah, right.
That's true. She's not doing a lot of moving or anything, mm-mm. You know, she's just kinda sitting and waving her hand a little bit.
Feel like, I guess that's true, like the Blade Runner replicants would be like the really rich and powerful first,
right?
Like the everyman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. You gotta be part of that
upper for the
echelon. So.
I don't know.
Yeah, well, they probably will too, and they will have the technology for it, and then, yeah, maybe they'll just make her so she never dies, and then she's like the mascot.
I just want that to happen for athletes. I just want them to start replacing the body parts with, you know, robotic parts, and then we just look like super sports.
Are you sure that's not how we got LeBron?
You talking about his hairline?
I'm talking about the fact that he's like 32 and never had a major injury, and it's like...
Oh, I feel like he was just genetically created.
He had some bad cramps, Jesse. Don't forget that. He had some very serious cramps.
Yeah, he needed an oil change.
God, you're all forgetting his hairline. At one point, his headband was the most... iconic part about him.
Yeah.
He threw it off that one game where he's just like,
right, and the next thing you know, his hairline came back.
Oh, dude, his hair for a little bit was receding faster than the water near Fukushima.
He was very Jordan-y. He was losing
lots
of hair
fast.
Yeah, his hairline's back though.
I mean, to your point, the NBA really doesn't give a shit about steroids, and
that's true. Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying everyone's on them. Right. I'm just saying like,
there's probably some questionable supplements that are being used though.
Yeah, I can't guarantee people are, but there's a lot of people who are probably hitting it.
How are they supposed to dunk?
Well, and when you got a guy like LeBron, when he's a fucking grown man at 14 years old,
he's very large. You're
putting on some high mileage on there. You know, you're going to hit those milestones a little sooner than other people do.
Those were the best McDonald High School basketball games ever. I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
He was amazing. It was like, this person is how old? And I was like, I'm the same age as him? Well, I should just go kill myself.
Fuck my life.
My mom's going to be so disappointed.
Yeah, I can't believe he's doing
all
these things.
That was Wayne Rooney for me. Like, I was like 16 and he was 16 and he was 16 in the Premier League and I was sitting in high school like, the fuck have
I
done
what
with,
have I
my,
done with
life?
My life?
Yeah, it's you had that kind of reflection moment.
We should stop comparing ourselves to other people and other nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't do it. You can't compare yourself to other people. You want to know why, you guys? Because you're comparing yourself to their outside, whereas you're comparing yourself to your inside and all the bullshit you know that's going on.
Tying this back to Facebook, so, I like it.
Exactly, exactly, and that's all their external stuff. So, but yeah, we're gonna wrap this thing though because we got some shit going on here. We did a little shorty for you.
See,
Marcus had to make a stop at Arby's, so you know, I mean, they have great roast.
We have the beef.
There. They did have.
Well,
the
we
beef.
Have the meats.
He brought the meat.
The meat's definitely more important than the podcast.
Well, you know, they're not bad. Like we said, Arby's. They're stepping it up a little bit these days.
I like girls with a little meat.
Oh,
empirically, we figured out Marcus's utility function.
We're learning so much, you guys. Well, hey, everybody. Yeah, we got to wrap this thing up. We got Hawks game tonight, Sunday night here. So thank you guys for listening, though. We 52 episodes here, you guys. I can't.
Yeah, we have hope, not like Jets.
Yeah, exactly. We still have hope.
We're on a winning streak. All right.
We have faith. You guys, I didn't check the emails this week, so I'm guessing we probably didn't get any, but we had a little snafu with the webs or the email address, you guys, but send us your comments, your questions, your stories, your situations, whatever you got for us, anything you'd like us to discuss at emeraldcitypodcast, all one word, @gmail.
And the Twitter.
emeraldcitypodcast@gmail. And the Twitter is @AnEarful in E City. Marcus has been hitting it hard. He's been doing some good tweets. He got on the debate.
I got a little political during the debate.
He did, and it happens to the best of us. So don't feel bad, kid.
I didn't say anything bad.
You did what you could. But yeah, emeraldcitypodcast@gmail. You guys hit us up. Let us know. Hey, and if you guys have been around for most of this time, I'd just like to say thank you guys for listening to us. You know, I mean, we're kind of just making this up as we go. It's evolving, you know, like we said, we want your opinion. We want you guys to chip in, let us know. We're going to dial this shit in. We're going to keep working on it, but thank you guys for joining us for the first year. It's been fun. And again, we're going to keep trying to get a little better each time. So, Jesse, thank you for joining us today, man.
Of course, it's
been a pleasure. Unfortunately, since this guy's on island time over here, so you know, we got cut down
south.
A little bit, but
I was very south.
But no, yeah, thank you for coming out, though, man. Appreciate you being here, Jesse Albert. Check him out. Are you on Twitter or anything?
Yeah, @JAlbert_LOL.
Look at that, LOL, League of Legends. And
the
laughing
comedy.
Out loud because his jokes are hilarious.
Nerds.
Thank you guys for joining us. Earful in Emerald City, episode 52. Appreciate you guys listening. I'm Slim for Marcus, Jesse. Thank you guys for coming around, and we will talk to you next week.
Salute.